Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for your weekly fantasy report. And with us is Anita Marks to break it down as we head down the stretch of our fantasy football seasons, trying to get into the playoffs. Anita, let's start with quarterbacks. Who do you like this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Nick Foles, how can you not like him? Going up against the Washington Redskins, 10 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in 2 weeks. You got to love that. Also, Case Keenum. A lot of people, don't forget, you do have Tony Romo on a bye. Maybe Peyton Manning as well as Tom Brady don't have the most favorable matchups this week. Case Keenum, like him, going up against Oakland, 7 touchdowns, and he's done it against teams that have very good defenses, Kansas City being one of them. So, two quarterbacks I like.
You mentioned you don't like Tom Brady, and another guy you don't like is Phillip Rivers, who's been a fantasy surprise this year.
Yes, he has. And again, listen, I'm not going to tell you to bench Phillip Rivers. Just go in eyes wide open. Don't expect a ton of points. Maybe he'll get you 10, 11, 12 points at that, but I don't think he's going to give you the 25, 28, 32 that he's been giving you each and every week.
And two guys that likely weren't drafted this year, or if they were very late in drafts, Danny Woodhead and Andre Ellington, you like a lot this week.
I love Andre Ellington, and what's so great about him is that he's not the premier back. Even Bruce Arians said Mendenhall is back and healthy, and he's still their premier back. Ellington's averaging 7 yards per carry. It's insane, and he's going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's a huge sleeper this week. Also, Danny Woodhead, the Dolphins, not great against the rush, and you gotta like the way that that the San Diego Chargers are utilizing Danny Woodhead. Two guys that I do not like, CJ Spiller as well as MJD. Spiller's just been horrendous, probably one of the biggest fantasy football disappointments, and going up against the Jets, who are giving up the least amount of fantasy football points on the road. And of course, you've got MJD going up against Arizona, and they're tough to run against.
And then two receivers you really like, Riley Cooper's come on recently since Nick Foles took over, and I'll Sean Jeffrey could be a third-round pick next year. He's played so well this year.
You are absolutely right. And they're going up against Washington. Washington's giving up a ton of points. Yeah. His favorite target is Riley Cooper. And since Foles is still the starting quarterback, you got to like Riley Cooper. Also, Alshon Jeffrey, as you said, and the Ravens, not very good against the pass. Two wide receivers I don't like, you want to stay away from. Steve Smith going up against the Patriots. Patriots, believe it or not, very good against the pass. And last but not least, Roddy White going up against the Bucs. You know, Darrell Revis is going to be all over him. And Roddy White has not been healthy all season.
And you're still on that Jordan Reed bandwagon at tight end,
aren't
you?
I am. You got to love him. Get this. Jordan Reed has given up the most fantasy football points of any tight end, including Jimmy Graham, the past 4 weeks. And he's got a great matchup going up against Philadelphia.
Well, these are the games that get you into the playoffs, Anita. Best luck to you guys out there, and best luck to
Thank you.
Everyone, have a good one. Good luck in your games this weekend. Bring yourself home a victory. We'll see you next week for more fantasy football on Giants.com.